Patreon exclusive.
Okay, I'll press play because I want to see Kyle's reaction to this. Okay, here we go. You guys ready? Ready.
I see you playing with your DualSense and your PS5, and I'm like, fuck you. I guess that Phil fucking Spencer wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you, Joanne. Fuck out to Central, you like Cerny. I think he's so pervy. Ha, now he fat some shit. And although we fight and offend, I still love you, my friend, with the fuck you.
Oh, so good. Well done.
Honestly, that is worth all the... If we get DMCA takedown, it's worth it.
Oh, man.
That's why we do these shows on Patreon, Joe, so we don't have to worry about
it. Oh, dude, exactly. They still get... didn't you hear about that other show, that other less PlayStation show?
Often.
I've never heard of them.
Kyle, I have to tell you, I couldn't even help myself. I just once I recorded it, I shared it with Joe and with Ryan. Yeah. But I'm like, I have to refrain because the line that gets me, like, I just like, you don't deserve an F you, but I threw you in there anyway.
I appreciate being included, Sean.
You know what? Fantastic. F him too, man.
Yeah. Oh God. So okay. So here's the console war room. Where Xbox is dead and so is PlayStation. I'm your host, Joseph, representing Team PlayStation. Down below is Ryan Turdford and Sean Crapery.
Oh, I haven't heard that in a long time. Oh, no.
Got
memories.
Him.
Oh.
Got him.
Also, I should point out, you know, very original, Joe. I mean, I didn't, of course, hear that, you know, growing up my entire life or anything like
and
that.
And now, look at, I just wanted
it's
to
just come full circle.
PTSD.
Yeah, those ones
like
hurt
a
the most.
Vietnam vet every time it's July 4th, you know,
like fireworks up in here.
Exactly.
Don't you mean July 1st, aka Canada Day, the real Independence Day? Just kidding. I don't see that with a straight face, even though I'm from.
You guys didn't even fight for it, you know.
It's fine.
Fall for ours.
We didn't need to. We just signed some papers and it was done.
This is Canada versus this is the War of 1812 all over again.
Again, yeah. You guys could keep Detroit. We don't need it anymore.
You guys didn't even know you lost, you big dum-dums. You had to like get a telegram or something.
It was very close. We like to say that both sides close. Learned a lesson.
Doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Win's win.
You know. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I'm here too. Kyle Stevenson, Team PlayStation.
Oh, I got you. Right.
Oh, hey, what's up?
That's right.
Joe gets so focused on talking shit to you two that, like, I'm not nowhere here.
Oh, my good co-host.
Yeah.
Kyle Stevenson, how are you? Good. Honestly, my number one goal every time we're in those messages is just to talk shit. It's literally nothing more. But I don't know, Sean, why are we here today? Why did we bring these guys?
I was thinking that maybe they would balance this out, but I actually think it might be even worse today. Today could be as heated as it gets, you guys. Yeah. Because we have a tight race with this fantasy critic. Things have gotten pretty interesting. It's tight, okay, Kyle? It's tight. Don't even give me the...
Versus how it started, because how it started, we'll get into that, but how it started, very different from how it is right now. That's for sure.
And honestly,
I think we might just end up infighting, actually. I think Ryan and I might be battling each other more than anything about our choices. It's
just Japanese games, Sean. It happens.
Fun fact, Joe was arguing with me right before we joined this call, so... Mm-hmm.
What are you guys fighting about?
Oh, I don't
want
to say
I don't
anything.
Want Gotham Knights.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Nah, I believe
77.
It's not shaping up.
77.
Hey, I'll take seven points.
Kyle said he'll take 70. I'm like, I think we need every point we can get.
I don't like where this is going because that was one of the games Court Lalonde was banking on for points in the Carpool Gaming Fantasy League.
Oh, really?
That's about right.
Probably his top game that's currently still that he still has at this point.
You guys still keep him around, and I think that's very brave of you guys.
He's very handsome.
It's funny because Court really helped me out too. Why am I throwing him under the
I know.
Yeah.
Just any chance I get, I gotta just shit on you guys, you know?
Well, look, I have to admit, you guys have pulled a couple like surprises on me. I may have to admit this, and I don't know exactly why, but I may have gotten a little ahead of myself earlier on in the year. I may have thought we had it and there weren't any other games and I had nothing else to worry about. And then games kind of like popped up, and I'm really mad that you guys got Pokemon, like really upset about that one. And Cult of the Lamb is the other one I'm particularly.
Kyle snagged that like a long time ago. Kyle playing a demo for it. And then like immediately, like 2 days later, you guys had the game.
Well, yeah, that was the thing where like I was waiting for it to get a firm date because I didn't want to waste money on a game that wasn't going to come out and it was still like rumored or not even a window. So I was waiting for that because I knew it was going to be good.
What do you say? Why don't we start there, Kyle? Because you guys have spent most of your money. How much money did you spend on Pokemon? Yeah. And what's your thoughts on where you are with budget?
Let me see where we are right now. Right now we only have $9 left out of our $100 budget. So it is, I guess it would be a little worrying, but I used most of it in the last one for good reason.
We didn't even bid on Pokemon.
Pokemon. No, it was for Bayonetta.
That's because Sean's a fool and doesn't understand that that game is going to get like 90 plus.
65.
So here's the thing that I forgot about when it came to
Guys are going for TNA, but it'll cost you.
I was talking it up like we have the money to outbid you for Bayonetta. And what I was going to do was try to play it off like, oh, you don't have a shot, and hopefully you take that bait, and then change it to a dollar bid. But I forgot to do that.
Which is amazing because you would have had it anyways.
I know.
You would have got it for a dollar. What a fool.
I'm bummed about that.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to find it
for a dollar.
You played yourself a little bit. The other thing that I would say too is you're gonna have to find some extra cash because Callisto Protocol is not making it. I'm telling you this right now.
You don't think Callisto Protocol is making it?
No.
We did have a discussion about this on the Xbox Drive today where someone had asked us the question because of the recent delays with Marvel's Midnight Suns and stuff.
Yeah.
What's the next game? And Sean and I talked about it and we both agreed, like without even me telling Sean first, we pretty much said it at the same time, Callisto Protocol, because if they delay that game by like 3 weeks, it's gone for this year. So you better hope that game doesn't get delayed by a month or else
really? I think they're doing so much press on it right now. And the fact that if they do delay it, it goes after Dead Space, it needs to come before Dead Space.
Yeah.
Or else it's going to be measured by that.
Go ahead, rush it. Yeah, let it come out. Put it out before it's ready.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Yeah, Cyberpunk all over again. Amazing.
We're gonna have the points. We're gonna have the points. Bayonetta 3 proves it.
I am on an island on this. Like I am so alone on my take on Bayonetta. It is ridiculous.
Did you not see the newest trailer for Bayonetta? It looks way better than the first trailer we saw for it. Like,
does it actually run at frames? Like, does it actually run smooth?
Light years better. It looks much better.
Look at this, guys. Team Xbox, they're on.
They're to on answer threads. Your question, Sean, though, for when it comes to Pokemon, you guys bid $5 for it, and we bid $20.
Mm. Oh, wow. Really? We only did. Oh, wow. I don't even remember doing that. Mm-hmm. How do you? Oh, because you're the administrator. You can see
all the behind the scenes stuff. I can go through the history.
Five wasn't enough. Wow.
Yeah. So let's just say the list right here, right now. So
all right.
This episode is all about our Fantasy Critic Leagues, where we're at so far.
Throw it out there as well. If you're listening on Patreon specifically, because this is only on Patreon, we'll put it in the notes, a link to the page to go look at these stuff as well. You don't
That's great. Yeah. So play along.
Play along at home.
This guy gets it. All right. I take back the Turdford thing. You know, you're a really nice boy. All right. So Team Trophy Room has Horizon, God of War Ragnarok, Cuphead, the Delicious Last Course.
That's bullshit.
Nobody Saves the World, Gotham Knights, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge, The Last of Us Part 1. That's awesome bullshit. Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreak.
You guys Forza even Motor pick games. Sport. It's all DLC. This is or remakes. This is absolute trash.
Please.
The funny thing is, I remember when we were drafting and I had brought up the idea of Last of Us Part 1, like round 4 for us to draft, where you guys hadn't drafted it yet. We were both on the fence. We were like, do we take a risk with this or do we take a risk with Breath of the Wild 2? And like that game, like in a not parallel universe, we would have Last of Us Part 1 instead of Breath of the Wild, but that's not right. In this one. We got talked out of it.
Talked out. We got Hollow Knight Silksong that will come out this year.
Not coming.
Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Sifu, Total War Warhammer 3, Weird West, which should have gotten way higher than it did, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, Plague Tale Requiem. Fuck yes.
Getting delayed.
You gotta be high out of your mind. Ghostwire Tokyo. I made a mistake with Shredder's Revenge at 69. Who? 2 Point Campus at 84. That's right. Hulk of the Land that sits at 86. Those probably dropped to
85. That's crazy. Oh man.
Don't get worried. Don't get worried at all.
That one I give you kudos for. Like that one, there's a couple like I'm genuinely like, okay, nice DLC picks here, and they all work out for you, and ours just is a flat zero on our side. But I am 2 Point Campus, I think, is one where I didn't think 80s for that one. I thought mid to high 70s tops, but like the game is really, really good as it's topical right now. But that one, Cult of the Lamb, it's like,
I think the only reason I wanted 2 Point Campus was because Hospital, I think it was in the 80s.
Was it really?
And then we have Kalisto Protocol that will come out this year. Stray.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's a great pickup.
Forza Horizon 5 Hot Wheels. Sorry, that's a DLC that came out.
You know what, though? What I'll say about this is 84 is criminally low for that.
Sure.
Yeah. Everybody was like, this is fantastic.
How is that 85? How is that sitting at 84? Like, that's a 90. Like,
well, I was worried. Joe texted me the night before it came out. I was like, hey, IGN's not reviewing it. We should probably drop it. And we couldn't because it was past the deadline.
Oh, wow.
And then a few days after it came out, it didn't have any score.
Scores
and
popped
suddenly
up.
It started popping up. I was like, oh, thank God.
Because IGN found out there was SEO on it, and they just started like, okay, we'll cover it then.
No kidding. That's so true.
This just means that we need to throw our money around when the Forza second expansion comes out later this year. I think that's what this means.
You think it's coming? Yeah.
They already said it's coming out this year, the second
expansion. Ryan's so full of shit. Bayonetta. That's why they call him Turnford, you know?
Damn, knew you were going to do that.
Anyways, continue, Jeff.
I love you. I love you so much, Ryan. You're so good at what you do. You're very handsome. Bayonetta 3 at the very end.
Yeah, 65.
We'll talk about counterpicks in a little bit because that's always fun to talk about too.
Yeah.
Right. I like everybody. I do think Ryan does hate me.
He doesn't get angry.
Sean and I literally had a podcast about this last week on the Yumi Capri podcast, where Sean in court tried to determine if anyone ever made me angry before. And Joe, you haven't crossed that line yet. Mildly annoyed, really? Yes.
But it terrifies me. This terrifies me. Ryan thinks that this is like a virtuous characteristic, and I am terrified. This is serial killer. It's
fun. I just repressed my feelings, Sean. What's wrong with
exactly?
That?
Yeah, until you get a little stabby over there,
or a heart
but
attack.
But you're all the way in Edmonton. You don't need to worry about this problem.
We're gonna find out one episode of the Xbox Drive that Sean's brakes are cut, and we're gonna know who did it.
Or Ryan goes on some sort of like killing spree, and I'm gonna have to be the guy in the news going like, I had no idea. Like, I just didn't see this coming. I had no. Except here I am saying that. Maybe this could be a thing.
I feel like Ryan, like cut the brakes 1 minute. He's like, oh, he still lived. Okay. Let's put marbles on his stairway.
Why do you think Sean doesn't record in the car anymore?
Oh.
I don't even have a second car. He blew it up.
Really? Did you really get rid of your second car?
Yeah, at the start of the pandemonium. We sold it. Yeah. Yep. Smart saved idea. on the payments and the insurance.
Can I tell you a quick story? My father, he's in the market of buying a car right now because his car got hit. And because it's in the pandemic right now, there's not no cars out there. But he's still trying to swindle the car dealership. And he literally, they were like, we can't move on this price there. And he's like, nah, you're going to move. Like, I want at least $1,000 off this car. Like, best we could do is 500. He's like, nah, I'm going to leave. He was literally about to sign the document and everything. And then they call him back. They go, okay. The best we can do, didn't call him back. They get him back in the chair going, best we could do is 750. He's like, no, I want 900. They can't do that. So he walks out. The day afterwards, they call him back and go, okay, I talked to my boss. We could do $800. And my dad's like, oh, so the car still didn't move out of the lot yet? Like, no. Okay, I'll still wait. Call me back when you have a hybrid. They just called him back today. They go, hey, we will give you $850.
This shit works. Like, what the heck?
How? I don't have the patience or the the inner strength to
they
do
keep
that.
Calling him back.
The thing one you of these do days, $50.
No, they're going to call him back and go, look, the best we can do is $1,500 off. All right. And if you wait a little longer, we'll go up from there. It's like,
I know.
Good for him. All right. Well,
all right. Anyway,
don't let Ryan Turford anywhere near that car whenever he buys it.
Please don't.
He's going to put dynamite in the trunk. All right. Let's talk about your games. You dumb idiots.
You want me to go? You want me to run through?
Yeah, you go.
Yeah.
You
all right. Wow. The Elden Ring is our first pick. Gran Turismo 7. Bitch. Triangle Strategy. Splatoon 3, which we got a direct for earlier today. Obviously going to be like 95 because it's the same game as Splatoon 2.
Yeah, honestly, like I heard everybody go like, this is more Splatoon 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a bad thing?
That's like. It deserves so much. Like you guys don't understand. It deserves more.
And this one is tricky. I'm not sure. I actually don't know how this is going to land because the core game of Splatoon is great. So it just depends on who's reviewing it. And I guess in Nintendo land, what we were really counting on, as we'll get to, was a bunch of Nintendo fanboys reviewing a bunch of Nintendo games this year. That strategy has not panned out as well as I wanted to.
Splatoon 2 is sitting at 83. I know.
That's not that great.
No, but I think we'll know more when the test fire happens at the end of the month. I think we'll have a better idea as to like how different the game feels. And if it feels exactly the same, I'm actually probably low 80s with that one, I'm guessing, if I had to guess. But we'll see. I'm hoping for more.
Yeah.
This is a game that is amazing. Yeah. Like this is like for me, like I would have rated 2 a 90. Like I love it that
much. I would have too. Like that's kind of low. Mm-hmm. That's people still mad about the Wii U days.
I mean, like, just throw it out there, Sean. If you know the Game Moose podcast, you know, was on Metacritic at the time. We did a review for Splatoon 2, and we gave it a 9 out of 10. Just saying.
Oh yes.
Just saying.
Yes. Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope. I think this is the one that could be 90, 91 even. Mm-hmm. Like I think that there's. I have agreed. Hope. For Sparks of Hope, big time. It's projected, by the way, Splatoon 3 is projected to be at an 82, and Mario and Rabbids projected to be at an 83. So I think Splatoon's probably accurate. I think maybe a little low on Rabbids, but we will
Mario
see.
Rabbids, that's actually close to what the first one reviewed as. But I also think this one's
also
gonna rate
stupidly
higher.
Low. That's unfair.
I also think this one's going to rate higher. This one,
like why?
Yeah.
I'll get you next time, Gadget. Lego Star Wars, the Skywalker Saga was an 82. River City Girls 2, this is a Ryan Turford pick, and we'll see how this one pans out. Got delayed a little bit.
Well, it just got delayed because it was supposed to come out at the end of the month, and it got delayed out of the end of the month, but they still said it's coming out this year. So I would imagine... Tickled. Like, WayForward basically announces their release dates two weeks before the game comes out, so we'll find out pretty much right before it comes out that when it's coming out.
Wow. We will see on that one. But the Ryan Turford pick maybe of the year was AI, the Samalom Leon Files Nirvana Initiative. Like, I still don't even know how to say the words.
I knew it'd be big.
86 was pretty good on that one.
Yeah.
The Sodium Files.
The Sodium. Yes. Sodium Chloride.
Full of Nirvana with Kurt Cobain's in that game, apparently.
One of the biggest swings of the year so far for us, Kirby and the Forgotten Land. Your counter pick scored 85, you guys.
Listen, I've been playing that game. There's no way that game is an 85.
85.
I mean, just think about it this way, Kyle. Kirby scored higher than Splatoon 2.
Yeah. Yeah, what is this?
Well, honestly, that's because I don't think you guys had... I don't think you guys had strikers in your
we
first
did have
lineup.
Strikers.
No, it wasn't even announced yet. It wasn't announced
you're right,
until
you're right.
Yeah.
Because I know in the carpool league we were able to draft it, but you're right. Here we weren't able to.
So honestly, like it could have been a little bit better, but not a whole lot. So I'm not too nervous. But yeah,
there was a lot of hype around that time. Like we saw that, like, what is Kirby doing? Like, what is this?
Kirby Last of Us. Like, oh, yeah. It's wild.
He's sucking and he's fucking like
damn, whoa. Dead Space, this is a miss by us, by the way. I look at the song we just listened to.
Sure.
Dead Space remake was a risk. We thought, like, by this time, if it hits
by 21 days, Sean. Yeah. 21 days. It was supposed to come out this year.
And so this is where the infighting happens. Like, I almost want to go, like, which one was Ryan's pick and which one was Sean's pick? And let's see. I think Dead Space was a Ryan's pick. Marvel's Midnight Suns, I think, was actually maybe a little bit of both of us. I was thinking that would actually be good. But it's a card game. They get, like, look at Neon White. Neon White is sitting at, like, 98 or something stupid like that.
I'm very bummed.
I don't know how many people
actually had Neon White in their pools at all.
Yeah. I was actually really nervous about Marvel Midnight Suns because I think out of all the games in this holiday release, that one had the biggest chance of rating really big for you guys. So
it had like a big range where I could have seen it. I could have seen it at 72. I could have seen it at like 89, honestly.
These are the XCOM devs, correct?
Fire Axis, yep.
Yeah, they don't make bad games. They don't make games really that score below 85. So,
And that was the one I was nervous about because that's what,
yeah.
You know who else doesn't make bad games, Ryan? Bungie.
Sure they do.
Destiny 2, The Witch Queen is my favorite pick of the year. Nobody wanted this thing. Nobody had it on their radar. Nothing. I got it in every single league I'm in. And it scored an 88, 18 points. This was a big one. I felt real good about it.
And you got the PlayStation bump.
Eat a foot. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 will be my second one, by the way, because y'all are laughing at me with this pick, and I think it's going to score quite well as well. I take a turn. I gotta eat some crow with Nintendo here. Mario Strikers Battle League is one of the worst pile of turds and biggest disappointments of the year by far, which sucks. But still on Nintendo, Xenoblade Chronicle 3. There's actually multiple Chronicles.
That one hurts.
89.
That one's a swish. We all knew it was going to score.
That one hurts.
You guys didn't pick that one up. Why you guys left it for us?
There was a period of time that I could not access the site. Wouldn't let me log in on my phone or the computer. Nothing. I had actually DM'd the creator, like, "Hey, what's going on?" And there was some weird bug. So I missed out on Ryan a couple of these.
Cut the brakes on your or cut the lines on your internet.
100%.
You don't mess with
I don't them. Like your how you're exposing my secrets, Sean.
Well, and one of my favorite things, and I know I'm taking longer on this list, Joe, but one of my favorite things that happens is when these games come out, we've got our Discord chat, and we all, like, as soon as they pop up, it's screenshots. Like, this is where it's sitting, like, eat shit, bitch. Like, oh.
but who's saying that? It's Joe and you.
I know.
Ryan and I are just like, hey.
Yeah.
You know,
hopefully everybody's having fun.
I mean, if there's a game that I pick that scores really well, I usually pop in with that. Or if there's a Japanese game, like AI the Somnium Files, I had to, you know, Joe was ragging me about that game all year. And when we got the review scores, I'm like, I kind of just need to get in there and do that.
Yeah, like I said, enjoy your AI Sodium Chronicle or whatever.
That's me. I'm the guy with the anime figures in the background. I fit that description.
What happens at 90 though, Kyle? What happens if Xenoblade jumps up to 90?
If it ever does, any point above a 90 is worth 2 points.
Oh, it has to go above 90, so it'd be
It
would still be 20 points at 90. Okay.
Yeah, so that's why like Elden Ring got you 31 points. For I forgot what the scaling is, but yeah, something like that.
The next game that we picked was Nintendo Switch Sports, sitting at a 71. It deserves it. Like, that's the thing. I can't even argue with 71 for this and 73 for Mario Strikers. Cause like, what are they doing, man? Holy crap.
So disappointed in that.
You know, we can agree with though, Sean, at least they scored better than Mario Golf. At least they had that going for them. Cause we could have been much worse. Cause Mario Golf was a 62 last year.
I wouldn't even argue with that. With Strikers in particular. Yeah. But the game, the core game is still good. Ryan, Soul Hackers 2, you gotta talk to me about this one, man.
I'm so excited about this one, Sean. It's a new game from Atlus. It's like Persona, but it's not Persona, and it's like Persona? Yeah, well, it's actually very similar, much more closer to Tokyo Mirage Sessions, which also scored very well. So,
You guys are so dead.
But without the J-pop. And
look at Kyle's face, he knows it.
I'm actually
it's gonna score pretty well.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be I still think probably 80 to 85 is my safe guess, but I think it's definitely going to do well. It's definitely better than Joe was insinuating during Sean's birthday video of all things.
That was so good. Because it just launches into this thing.
Oh, God.
Joe said this a while ago, and I agree with it. But, like, the people who love those games are the ones that are going to review them.
Yeah, man.
And so they're going to be a little bit higher. So, I think Ryan's spot on with that one.
Yeah, unless it's, like, full of glitches or something like that. But I don't think so.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think we're in good shape with that one.
Well, let's turn the corner into BS territory. Microsoft Flight Simulator : Top Gun Maverick is sitting at has released but awaiting scores on review, so we cannot drop this. It's sitting as a zero. That is, it might come down to, like, the reason I get kind of upset about it, like, it might come down to this. Even if we had, like, any other game scoring us any amount of points, things are looking so tight here.
I'm shocked you even thought to pick that up.
What do you mean?
What are they going to review? A skin on a plane? Like, I don't understand.
Hold the phone, Kyle. I looked it up on OpenCritic. There are 5 reviews for the game.
Oh, there are. Okay.
None of them have any scores.
Oh.
God bless. God bless.
Oh, man.
It was that. Listen, this is. I will chalk this up to a little bit of. I've never done a fantasy critic before. I figured it was there. It's going to get scores. I've never thought that this could be an outcome. And so I find myself a little bit shocked. And it could be the difference. This could be the thing that bites us.
It really. And here's the thing: Top Gun Maverick was stellar,
right? Mm-hmm. Of course it was. It's Tom Cruise.
You'd think like SEO would dictate that IGN do a review. Nope.
I know.
I never even thought of
that. You're so right about that.
Mm-hmm. But I feel the same way about Shredders.
Yeah. What about it?
We got a 69.
Yeah. This is our Shredders. In fact, like we are a little bit better off because we didn't get the minus one point.
That's true. And they're at the exact same point in the draft, which I think is.
Well, technically, we are the only Joe and I. We have 2 games that got us negative points because we counterpicked Kirby. You guys have 0 negative points.
Soon to be 3 if River City Girls comes out this year.
Sure, exactly.
And that's the thing. Like, if River City Girls comes out, and like that's going to come at around an 80. I don't expect it to be anything.
That's what I'm expecting too. I'm not expecting more than
that. I'm like, okay, well, we got Bayonetta and that's going to even things out a bit.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And then
with another minus 5.
My thing is, son of a bitch. And then like we have Last of Us Part 1 Remake, which now this time I feel like there's weird energy.
Such weird energy.
It has something to prove. And I think the Soy Boy Beta are going to. I gotta really pull in for us, you know.
We'll see. Man, it's so weird. Like, and even God of War. Like, I just think there's weird, and maybe we'll get to this afterwards. But I think that there's weird energy in Sony land. Like, even the fans are turning on themselves. Like, you guys don't even know what to do to celebrate video games. So, good luck with all that.
Likewise with you. You fucking got weirdos over there. Oh, Phil Spencer, I fucking love him. Oh, he's the fucking best. And it's just like, and then like, oh, this game's coming to Game Pass. I played 15 minutes. It was the best 15
minutes.
That's
a rude gesture, sir. I don't appreciate that gesture.
2-point campus that I played was real good.
Oh, God. It was salt and pepper shaker.
Right, why are you grinding pepper all over your face?
It wasn't a bukkake of Game Pass and
Live Alive is our next pick sitting at an 81. That was a great. And what else? And yeah, I mean, it's all about the late picks. All about like we can have a good initial draft, but it's all about this late game stuff that is where I think you guys are quite impressive. And that's got to be Kyle's brains. Let's be honest. It's all this late game stuff. It's all Kyle.
Well, once Joe convinced me to make Shredders, and I was like, nope. I'm the captain now.
Changing the password.
You're locking him out.
Change the locks. The Quarry sitting at a 79, which probably is where that game deserves to sit.
But that game's really good. I'm actually surprised it didn't score higher. But at the same time, I know there were some bugs at launch, and I think that played into it a little bit. But
yeah,
it's a really good game still.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm balancing between where you're at and where Donnie is at. And Donnie played this game as like, I'm never buying a game from the studio ever again. So somewhere in there, you sit at a 79. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. Hogwarts Legacy isn't coming out this year.
I think I agree.
And Oxenfree 2 isn't coming out this year. And the only game that I'm really concerned of is Crisis Core. I think it's going to do really well.
Yeah,
probably.
I don't think it hits this year, though.
Scorn is the only one that's left on our list that I think I've said to you, Joe, too. Like, I could go either way on this. Like, kind of when I look at it, I see a 77, but who knows? I kind of, it's a bit of a placeholder right now. Yeah. But I don't know.
We got some backup options in case, you know.
And I don't know if we should talk about those openly with these guys.
No, we're not going to talk about them openly. I'm just saying we're prepared for the situation here. Because I know at the bottom here, like, we have a lot of, you know, risky picks here with some stuff that may or may not come out. But we got the money to play with it. And I know there's some other stuff that hasn't been picked up yet that we're
it's eyeing. A war of attrition at this point.
You can just say Ogre Tactics. That's fine.
I'm not even thinking that one because, I mean, I don't even know if we can pick that one up. I haven't looked it up because it's a remake and you can only pick some of them up, but not all of them. So,
because Ogre Tactics, everybody's arguing about the pixels. Like, it's a different art style.
Of course we are. Of course. Like, why are we even talking? Why do we even talk about video games anymore? Like, let's just change. We're going to sports or something. I don't know, man. Like, let's go to NASCAR. Let's talk about NASCAR instead.
Let's
talk about
books. Let's just do books.
You know? Yeah, let's just do books.
Not about the stories themselves, but just like the actual, what they look like, what they feel like.
I mean, we can talk about this.
Smarter than maybe even thought. It's just sitting on my desk.
Yeah.
We had the best counterpicks of the two teams. We counterpicked Forza Motorsport. I don't even know if you mentioned that in your rundown, Joe. You guys thought it was coming out this year. We knew it wasn't because we're smart. Star Wars Jedi : Survivor.
But be honest, though, how scared were you when it popped up?
A little nervous. Okay. Yeah. No, right. Especially like at the Xbox event, we're like, nothing. Mm-hmm. Look, we went on the notion that like nothing is coming out this year, basically for everything. And, you know, we didn't counterpick God of War, and I was tempted to.
I'm very glad we didn't, Sean.
It's not a guarantee it's coming out. I still think that could get delayed.
You really think so?
I do. Yeah, I do. I've seen Final Fantasy 15 get delayed. I've seen The Last of Us get delayed. I've seen Uncharted get delayed. They waited a long time to announce it, which gives you confidence, and that's good. You guys can feel comfortable with all of that. But like, there's no guarantee. Then like, November's still a couple months away, and they could go, look, you know, you guys just give us your monthly subscription.
Even at
now.
The time, I would have argued against you and said we would have been better off counterpicking Gotham Knights instead.
We'd still probably lose points.
Yeah,
but not nearly as many if God of War actually comes out.
In any case, we ended up picking Hollow Knight Silksong as our third counterpick, and I actually think that's the better choice.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll change the game. If that game comes out, we win.
You guys
no question best.
Is there even a place for it to come out at this point? Like, October is nuts. I think, like, of the months remaining, you know, we're about midway through August.
A sneaky November?
I can see it from the argument of, well, next year isn't really much better. In fact, it's actually almost worse than November. If you look at, like, you know, Q1 of next year, it's more ridiculous than this fall. So
that's true. Jesus.
Yeah. It's all nuts from here.
Bloodbath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm super fine with our, like, the games we got.
Yeah. But you guys look solid.
By the way, we look solid. I do think we have a few that are, that have promised to be a surprise hit. Like, I truly believe if there is a game that could hit a 90, it is Plague Tale Requiem. Because the first game was stellar. It did pretty well. I think it was reviewed somewhere in like the low 80s, I think like 81, 82. But this time around, they have a budget. Mm-hmm. And they have a bigger team. The game looks impressive, and it is the only Game Pass holiday game that you guys have. So you know those Xbox are a bit of a foot cuts.
First one got an 82.
Love it.
It's getting delayed.
You think it's getting delayed?
I don't trust any release date. It's not even just because you guys have it. Like, anything's everything's getting delayed. What else did we have?
Nothing's safe at this point.
Seriously, River City Girls just got delayed. Marvel's Midnight Sun just got delayed. These are games that we have on ours. Soul Hackers 2 doesn't even have a release date, for God's sakes.
No, it's out August 12th. Soul Hackers 2 is out in like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
fingers crossed. Okay,
it's at the end of the month.
Hogwarts Legacy, no release dates. I can see that one getting delayed. Like, I don't trust anything.
2022.
I feel like Oxenfree 2 had its time to come out. I feel like that would have been like a May, June, July kind of thing. And it didn't come, and it'll probably be next year at this point.
I also just want to say, this is the update from River City Girls, Wayward Forward, whatever.
Taking up their receipts.
River City update. to ensure the most polished experience possible. They always say polish. River City Girls 2 will be launching in North America sometime after its original expected date of late summer 2022 release window. Please stay tuned for a new release date. For now, please check out the cover art. And it's a bunch of girls that could step on me. But here's the thing. They never say it's coming out 2023. They say sometime after, you know?
That's what they call indefinitely, which is amazing because the last time I actually heard that word used with a delay was, I think it was The Last of Us. The Last of Us Part mm-hmm. 2. They had an indefinite delay. And that just means that it hasn't been defined.
They do that with Advance Wars 1 and 2 Reboot Camp.
The actual word indefinitely is kind of what I'm sticking on. Yeah, they use
the word in depth.
Didn't we have that one as well? We had to drop that one.
We had to drop it because
that game is
Who even knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
So I don't believe I don't believe anything, basically, is what I'm telling you guys.
Like the lady in the red, she could hit me in the stomach.
No, that's why it's on our list, apparently.
Yeah.
So that's what I think our sleeper hit is. Honest to goodness, it's Plague Tale Requiem, and depending on where that hits, I think we're going to be pretty good because I do think God of War Ragnarok is going to be somewhere between 88 to 92. I do think Last of Us is going to be a 92.
78.
And I think Bayonetta 3 is going to be a 90.
65. Because
you Nintendo fans are secretly so fucking thirsty.
I actually think Bayonetta of your guys' games is actually probably the highest scoring game at the end of this of what you've got left.
More? Okay. Not more just than overall. God of War, even. Okay.
Really? Yeah.
So it's like, do you think it'll beat Elden Ring? I don't know if it'll be.
It won't beat Elden Ring. I don't think it's going to be the highest scoring game of this year. But I mean, on your list,
claiming it's going to be 65. It goes on to win Game of the Year, Achilles Awards, and everything. Like, could I be more wrong about something?
But at the same time, you know, to pat ourselves on the back at least a little bit, Sean, I do think, you know, we talked about it earlier, but Splatoon 3, Mario plus Rabbids, Soul Hackers, I think those. We're sitting at with really good scores with
Call
those.
Of Duty, Call of Duty,
and,
Ryan.
And Call of Duty too. But it's just Call of Duty is a wild card because it just depends on like how much time people get with the multiplayer and whether or not the multiplayer reviews are separate from the single player reviews and how Open Critic sorts all that out because it can be messy sometimes. So that's my only worry with that. But
the thing about Call of Duty that you forget is IGN breaks it down in two reviews.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's why I'm like.
So you gotta have to pray to God that single player is really good. And listen,
I'm banking on it. Actually,
last one was really good. So
yeah, I'm not nervous about that even one bit. Okay. What I'm nervous about is when you have 79. People. There's no way. Do you believe that 79 for Call of Duty? You believe that?
Maybe, who knows?
No way. Not a chance.
If that game is at least serviceable for its campaign, it won't get less than an 80.
Modern Warfare in 2019 got an 81.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, people just hate Call of Duty and Activision. Like, they just, like, it's, anyway. I picked it. I stand by my choice.
They've never done anything bad.
What I want to know is, how was this game developed? Was it frat culture? Because, you know, that's when people reviewed them quite highly, as it turns out. Now that they're taking care of things or trying to, it's like, 70s. What the heck is going on there?
Mm-hmm. That's right. You saw they put a lady on the cover. I was very upset about that.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Woke and broke all at the same time.
Kyle is like, I don't even want to be a part of this ironic trick.
I'm just sitting here and just looking at that negative 15 for Kirby and realizing if we counterpicked a different game, it would only be a 5-point difference between us.
Yeah, because where are we at right now? Like, as we stand.
You have 165. We are sitting at 145.
And how many games have released? 13 games released on each side?
The 145 doesn't include Call of the Lamb, which we have a number for. It just hasn't.
Sure, that is fair.
So you guys really actually have, like, maybe what, like, 2 or 3
5 points?
And you have one more game expected to come out than we do. You have 10 left. We have 9.
Yes.
The reason being is because one's not coming out at all.
Cult of the Lamb. Are you kidding me, man? Oh, that one stings. That one stings a lot. Actually, Forza Horizon as well. That, like, I wasn't too mad about not having too many Xbox games on ours, but like you got Forza Horizon 5, and I mean Cuphead was on everything, but it is originally an exclusive there. But
suck a neck.
Yeah, there you go.
Also, a quick correction. I just ran a count real quick. that number at the top is assuming that Call to the Lamb hasn't actually released yet. So when that actually, when the score gets tallied for that, it'll actually be 8 games remaining instead of 9.
Fair.
So you guys are actually this. Like have 2 more games on us at the moment.
It's still nowhere close. Yeah, you're nervous.
Yeah,
I don't know. We got 3 potential 90 games, 90 plus games. So
do we.
What is this? What is Mario plus?
Wait, are you counting Bayonetta as one of those 3? Yes,
100%.
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
Dude,
not.
I'm telling. Yeah, we have 3 games that could hit. If those 3 games hit in the 90s, goodbye.
Kyle, how are you feeling at this point compared to when we first drafted? Because that was really the last time that we all got together as a. We did a foursome together.
Yeah. So when we drafted, so on our list, our last draft game was Jedi Survivor, and then yours was Marvel's Midnight Suns. I was pretty confident in our team. Like, we had God of War, Last of Us, Hollow Knight, Forza, like, really tent poles in gaming that score pretty high. And then I think what got me was just the drought of reviews that we didn't get for a very long time.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys were looking down the field.
You had a lot of games come out or before ours. So your point total was higher. And of course, like Elden Ring just destroyed me. Right now though, I don't want to say I'm confident. I'm a little worried.
It's tight. That's what I was saying.
It's so close. It is so close.
I'm so confident we're going to win this.
And you had everything to do with it, too.
Exactly. I had everything to do with it. I think I was integral to it. But if we...
Yeah, Shredder's the negative one.
Yeah.
If we do lose, obviously this whole thing was rigged against us from the start.
Okay, Donald.
Sean's been paying reviews. He's been paying for reviews. I want to know where those
reviews are. For reviews to not happen. I paid for...
I just want to know where they are.
What...
Does it hurt to be curious where the votes are in Pennsylvania? There are both of them, I heard. All right.
We have a 0 for Microsoft Flight Simulator, and we can't do anything about it. That is ridiculous.
And it's like, not even that there are no reviews. They just didn't attach scores to them.
Oh, my gosh. And how were they? Were they positive, Ryan?
Of course they were.
Should have gotten at least a couple points on that one.
Yeah, probably at least 5. But, you know, just to agree with Badbit, I'm so confident that we're going to win that, you know, I don't even need to worry about it because for a while there, you know, you guys had kind of a rent-free space in my head. You were in this head all the time. And I just couldn't stop worrying about you guys, you know, creeping up on us. But, you know, after, you know, dissecting things today, I am more confident than ever that Sean and I are going to win this and it's going to be great. It's going to be glorious.
It's funny because you guys are up like 50, 60 points, and now you guys are theoretically only up by 5.
But it's all evened out because, again, we were up by so far because we had so many games come out earlier in the year. We had half our games come out.
Yeah. Can we agree next year? Can we just do like 30 games or 40 games?
Like more? How many did we have here?
I think 25.
Yeah. Just pick all the games. Every game that comes out.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I'm looking at what's left on the table. And there are a lot of really good games that I feel like are going to score pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, man. I want to go back.
I almost want to have like a second. I almost want to do 2 with you guys. I don't know. Maybe that's another way to do it. Like it's just because some of it's like right. Like when are you paying attention to it? What time of the year do you actually start it? Yep. Like we really did a good job starting this at the very beginning of the year. And I love that we've captured these conversations and recorded them because we were so certain about some things. Like we made some pretty bold claims in January about what's coming out, what we expect to do well, all those things. But like you really have no idea. And there's nothing quite like the hindsight or the review of it all to go, how silly were we? Like you have no, it's just like when we do predictions for E3, you have no clue.
What was that one that took the sales out of you that it isn't coming out this year that you thought for sure you were so confident on?
Me, it was Dead Space. I was very shocked that actually
for me, it was Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Could have sworn it would have been a this fall thing.
See, neither. I never believed either. And you can check the tape. I don't think I did. Ryan had to convince me on Dead Space because I think you pulled up like a Jeff Grubb.
And then it just barely didn't make it. Like, it's not even that I was, far off base. It's just like 23 days later.
So. Forza was the one I was actually.
Yeah, I never I knew that it was. One.
I knew it. And then literally, like, the final 24 hours are like, nope, they pushed it to 2023. I was like,
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Which actually, it's funny because Sean and I did an episode of the Xbox Drive like the week before. And I literally told him exactly how I thought it was going to happen, which is exactly the plan that they went with, which is the Forza 5 DLC this fall. And then, you know, the
more. Yeah, unannounced is probably there. Starfield, it wasn't one of our picks, but Starfield is, I think, the one that you guys had. I think it was one of your first picks.
We did.
That you had to make up for. You. I think you actually swapped it with Cuphead, if I remember correctly. Now, some of your, I look at your list and I look at it like ours is biased like crazy as far as like it's got a bunch of Nintendo stuff. It's got a bunch of Turford Weep stuff over there. Like I look at your list and go, it is really smart. You've got a good balance of like Plague Tale and Pokemon, for goodness sakes. And
to be fair, Joe has pulled me back on a lot of indies. Yeah. I feel like if I would have put a lot of more indies on here, for better or worse, but Joe is like, indies don't typically score all that well, which is true, but...
Like
especially Sifu, that neon white.
Exactly, that's the thing. It's like, it's either you get a neon white or like Sifu, which was a talk of the town, everybody's like, really fucking good, 80.
Yeah.
Look at Stray, everybody, talk of the goddamn town.
Weird West, weeks. Too. I thought Weird West would have been an easy 80 game, 80 plus.
Yeah. And that was so divisive that it's gone down considerably. And I'm like, and that one sucks because like the reviews were either you loved it or you hated it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was with you, Kyle. I was heartbroken there. So yeah, with indies, it's like you really got to pick your battles with them. But I'm confident. Like Bayonetta 3 is hitting 90. God of War is hitting 90.
We'll see. I'm mad about Total War, Warhammer 3. That's a great pick on your guys' part. Mm-hmm. That's like, I don't know. I really look at, like, I have a lot of respect for, like, it sucks because Joe's being such a dinkus about it, but like, I look at that list and it's like, that's a, like, well played.
Where did you get that wine glass from? Was that there the whole time?
I've always had it. I use wine glass because it doesn't have, like, it doesn't create a ring. Because I usually put, you know, ice in it. So
it's just amazing how bad at counterpicks you guys are.
Yeah.
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 Like, that's really it. That'll be like, and that's what they're there for. That's why I get so excited about it. That's
the thing. I was so confident the Kirby game would not have scored that well. Because that developer's history with Kirby is not great.
And that's the risk. Because you had no doubt it was coming out. Right? Like, you were actually banking on a bad score.
To me, the reason why I counterpicked it was, I'd be willing to take a negative 4 or 5 hit instead of getting a higher score or just getting a 0, right?
Like, yeah.
I that strategy, you know, bit us in the ass, but I'm shocked that game got 85.
When we were counterpicking, like, we were so confident that none of your games were going to get coming out. That's why we went for the ones that we thought would get zeros.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right.
But even that's risky. Like, that's the thing about hindsight. Obviously, it's 2020. But, like, if Forza Motorsport hits, like, we're totally screwed. And that was the same thing about, like, Starfield. We did, like, I thought for sure Starfield was coming out. There was no way I was ever going to counterpick that thing. Mm-hmm. Not a chance. Yeah. But here we are anyways.
Here we are. Bethesda doesn't know how to make a good game.
You guys, we should do a new one. We should do a new pick from here to the end of the year. Kyle.
What do you mean?
If you want to, Kyle mentioned that there's more games coming out. Let's have a B tournament.
I don't know if there's enough for like...
Just do like 4 or 5 picks or something.
No, they want this. They need this to get ideas so they can replace the shitty list that they have right now.
That's not what I'm saying. I like tournaments.
Don't fall for the bait.
Okay, you're saying they, and I'm literally sitting here not saying anything, Joe.
It's a shitty list.
You know what? I'll do my. I would be like the old man playing chess in the park by himself. I'm gonna start my own tournament. I'll make picks for you guys. But like, Joe would pick this because he's a dumb idiot, and I'll show you guys I come up with.
What I do want to do next year, because we're obviously doing this again.
Definitely.
Yeah. There is an option where we leave a counterpick spot open.
Nice.
And then we
can
counterpick a game throughout the year to like a game that gets picked up if we think it's going to do really, really bad. So like, like, for example, like Mario Strikers, right? Like, we would have counter, or like if you saw us pick up Shredder, it's like, yeah, no, let's counterpick that game. And the I think the strategy behind that is if you forget to do it And at the end of the year, you have an open counter pick spot. I think it's minus 20 points automatically.
Oh, wow.
Mm, I like it.
So that adds even more strategy.
That's a spicy list.
Man, I'm so happy this thing exists. I have so much fun doing it.
Yeah. Again, even if I lose, I win. That's how
you
I
watch
feel.
Every release now. Like almost, and especially absolutely. Now, August. Like from here on through the rest of the year, there's stuff coming out all the time. And we're going to be messaging each other with the screenshots of this open critic stuff. Yeah.
Any E3 presentation showcase, I'm like, okay, what's the date? Is it available? Do I have the money to bid on it? Type of situation.
Cult of the Lamb is coming out as people are listening to this. You've already got a score coming. Soul Hackers 2 is next on the 26th. The Last of Us Part 1 is September 2nd. A week after that is Splatoon 3. So we are in it, you guys. That's four games coming up pretty soon. Things could have a pretty good swing here.
Can I end like this Joe's show parents. On a positive note?
What?
Oh, can I end this show on a positive note?
If nope. you'd like.
Absolutely.
I put a link in the chat. It's Die Hard with a Velociraptor. It's great. I would like you just to take a scroll on down to 1917, but with a Velociraptor.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
Put that in here. Yep. I follow this account and it brings me too much joy. What? Let's take a look at that. Boat
with raptors?
I don't understand.
Yes.
It's literally they just replace a actor's head with a velociraptor.
Oh my gosh.
And talking with it going, kissing.
Well, at least it's not that talking raptor from Jurassic Park 3 that's like, Alan. Oh man. What a great movie, you guys.
Oh, God damn it. All right. Well, That's been it.
Yep. That's been, it. How do I use Joe and F Pal 2.
That's right. Bye.
It's over. Go home. You're the best. Oh, bye.